You have found Vagina Whispering, where we talk about everything from vaginas and orgasms to femininity, connection and love, intimacy, pleasure, intuition, menopause, and so much more. This is a safe place to have real conversations and make real connections. We're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh a lot, and we are going to fall in love with ourselves again. A quick note before we begin, the information we present here is educational in nature and is not medical or psychological advice, nor is it a substitute for seeking licensed healthcare services. Okay, let's drop you into the conversation.
Hi, Noelle. Welcome back.
Hey, Jen. Welcome back to you too. Welcome,
Thanks.
Everybody.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. All right. So we are going to dive in today to the topic of why we called the podcast Vagina Whispering and not Vagina Whisperer or a plethora of other vagina terms that we could have used, right? Okay, so from your perspective, why did we choose Vagina Whispering?
Well, we didn't want to designate ourselves as vagina whisperers. I think we both feel very strongly about empowering other people and not designating ourselves in any kind of way as experts that other people cannot be for themselves. It's meant to be kind of like a community term in a way for what we're looking to inspire.
Correct. Our big, big thing, because like I loved Vagina Whisperer. I was like, oh, that's cool. But then would people listen as in, well, you're a sex expert or you're an expert on vaginas or you're an expert? You know, no. I mean, I eventually one day would like to be my own vagina whisperer. And maybe that's our goal, is to have everyone become their own vagina whisperer, right? However, we are simply, I love that, creating a community, creating a conversation about our vaginas, our sexuality, our place in this world as bearers of vaginas, right? And I think we talked a little bit before recording about it's like I can connect, and I have, to your vagina. So your vagina can whisper to me, and mine has whispered to you. It sounds so sexual. Hey, will your vagina whisper to me? But it's like we know that our vaginas can communicate with us and with others. And I bet my vagina whispers to my husband sometimes. That's an interesting concept. Like, is that when, like, Alex, my husband, is really sexually stimulated by me or horny, right? Does he hear my vagina whispering to him? Did they have a conversation? Oh, I never thought about this.
So you are reminding me of my husband is extremely intuitive. Years ago, I think it was, when we were trying to figure some things out related to like sex. And, you know, I wasn't really sure what would feel good. He was so much more in tune with my vagina. I mean, he would be like, I think she's mad, or whatever he would say. Like, he would pick up on things that I couldn't pick up on. And I knew he was right. Don't tell him I said that, because he's right about a lot of stuff. And it's very annoying sometimes. But I knew that he was right. He has the word coming to mind is like a wholesomeness about that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And certainly about his partner, the woman that he loves and wants to be in partnership with in that kind of way. He has a very clean energy. Anyway, so yeah, he was kind of like my vagina whisperer. He'd be like if we were kind of, you know, being intimate. Yeah. And at some point, my vagina would have gotten overstimulated. So, and I had this thing in my mind, I don't know if other people can relate, where I think I related to my vagina kind of like a tool. Like, oh, he deserves to get inside because it'll make him feel better than anything else I can do. I know. I really objectified her.
No, that's a whole nother. Yeah, that's good. How do we use our vagina as a tool?
And he would say to me,
or the deserving quality of like, well, yes, he gave me an orgasm, so I should probably have sex with him.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes I just want to have an orgasm and just like bask in the, now it's like, okay, let me, yeah. I digress. Go ahead.
No. And he would say, now look, keep in mind, this is like post-menopause and other things where, you know, everything about my vagina has changed as I've aged. And so he would say, I think she's done about my vagina. When I would say, hey, you know, come on in, you know, the water's fine. And he'd be like, no, I think she's done. And I'd be like, no, come on, using her, offering her as a tool. And he would be very clear. No, I'm good.
So have you ever asked him to have like a, like to read your vagina, to actually do what I did for you?
I have not, but we have done that like kind of in the moment
together,
but just brief little things. And he was super helpful in that way, even though he would never consider himself any kind of medium. I feel like when I am able to interact with her, to me, it's the same kind of modality as when I'm talking to like an energetic being. Mm-hmm. Get wisps of words and that kind of thing. And actually, we had an appointment yesterday. I felt an energy around my vagina the night before.
Oh, you scheduled an appointment with your vagina?
I did, but I broke
it. Tell me.
She said she was okay with it because okay. I was super out of sorts and very tired, and I just wasn't in a space. And it was for 9 o'clock yesterday. We might have even set it up on Sunday. I don't remember, but just like regular mediumship. And yeah, so we had an appointment and I broke it. So I need to reschedule that with her.
What was the goal of your appointment? Do you have any idea?
I think there's just a lot of information that I am just very unclear about. And I haven't had a real conversation with her. I've gotten clear messages that the projection of my feelings about what I think she feels about me has been a real problem in being able to get clear messages, because I assume there's a lot of negativity. Oh, just as I'm saying that, I'm feeling this tension right behind my ears on those bones right there. You're feeling it in your throat. Yeah.
I'm feeling my throat. Yeah. All of a sudden I got like a weird tickle. I'm like, what is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's your vagina talking to me again.
She's chatty. And now she's I'm getting chatty. Some chills in my legs. She's chatty.
She's chatty.
She's chatterbox, that one.
Oh my gosh. I know. I was sitting here with my legs all tightly crossed and bound. And I'm like, okay, you got to let the vagina breathe. Maybe do some, crisscross applesauce. Mm-hmm. Give her a little air.
Space.
Space.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's fantastic. I love it that you had an appointment with your vagina. I have never scheduled an appointment with my vagina. However, I am going to, as a result of your conversation, I want to hear what Alex has to say about, like, I don't know if he's, we've never had these conversations. I just love it that you and your husband are like, yeah, we have. I've never done that with Alex. I've never said, hey, do you hear from my vagina? Like, have you ever thought about, I've never done that to his penis. Have you done that to your husband's penis? Have you had a conversation with that energy?
I don't think I possibly could, because I will expect him to freaking hate me. I used to do a different type of readings, not anything related to bodies or sexuality. And I realized I couldn't at first do that on Grant because my projection of the negativity, I do expect a lot of, you know, like I just,
oh.
A lot of stuff in my head that way. So,
okay. So that's something we're definitely going to get into maybe in the future or maybe a little bit right now, but do you believe in loving energy, like universal loving energy? You do.
I do. I also recognize there are consequences in relationships and using my vagina as a tool for many years in different ways that were potentially very damaging, or that I felt were damaging to me. And so I'm assuming she felt that way about her. Again, I'm still stuck in that sort of dual mindset of we're separate enough, where she could be mad at me, this sort of separate entity. Still trying to find a way to put it together in my mind and connect with her. What I have been trying to do is to send her love, or think that I embrace my body. You know, I embrace myself. And how we really deeply feel about ourselves, or how we think others feel about us, you can't help but have it get mixed into the impression you get when you're not quite clear. So just as an example, mediumship related to somebody else, none of any of that factors in. If I'm in the zone, which is relatively easy for me at this point, I'm objective, neutral, and excluded from the whole situation. I'm just like the interpreter, right? But I feel bad about what I've done and the very unconscious choices that I've made. So it's hard to not assume and to not blame her if she's pissed off at me.
Two questions. One, do you want to talk about the core messages that I got when I read your vagina? If you'd like to talk about that. And the second question is forgiveness. Forgiveness, you know? Like, you're a forgiving person and your vagina was not mad at you when I connected with her at all.
Yeah, I know. And forgiveness in my whole family is actually a really sore subject because nobody that I'm, you know, connected with, nobody's very good at that. And I'm not very good at that. I'm trying to be better.
Have you ever had your human design done?
I have a friend who's in love with that and gene keys.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I, on my other podcast, I just brought in a human design woman for the second time because she did Teal and Me, my daughter. She read both of our designs and talked with us about it. And then this last time I asked her some questions about discipline and school behaviors and how can human design help us with that. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because she said, Jen, your whole makeup is about forgiveness. You forgive easily. Once you get information and you're like, okay, that makes sense. All right. Bop, 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 bop. I forgive you. We're done. That might be why I'm struggling with you right now, right? With your feelings towards these things, because it's just easy for me to forgive. Now, forgetting, a little different, but forgiving for me, it only makes sense because I don't ever want to hang on. Because I feel like hanging on to that stuff is heavy and negative and it wears us down. And if there's so much that we hang on to, we eventually drown and we can't even find ourselves anymore. I think that's why I kind of balked at you when I was like, just forgive. She forgives you. Just forgive. I'm like, what's the big deal, Noelle? Okay.
Totally get that. And look, I hear you about when you maybe have a conversation with a person and then you sort things out, you can let it go. And they're so, wow. Oh, this is just now dawning on me. So I can forgive when I can really accept that it was not deliberate, whatever somebody did to sort of trespass upon me. But when something feels deliberate, I don't know how to let that go. Even if it might be deliberate, I'm sensitive about getting hurt by somebody who is doing it on purpose. And, you know, this idea has come to me a while ago about the idea of having like the sort of dual perspective on everything in life, including myself. If I can see things from a spiritual point of view, it takes away the personal aspect of it. And it's kind of like, well, I can see why that person acted this way towards me. And this is the lesson that we were both supposed to learn. So they weren't doing it like deliberately. We both kind of signed up for this, if you believe in that. And so it's easier to let go of because it's like, well, that was just part of the bigger plan or the grand scheme of things kind of thing. So, and I guess with the forgiving of myself, I'll have a hard time being compassionate towards myself about being like really unconscious and just sort of acting with no sense of integrity at all with myself, my body, the things that are important to me, treating myself better, something like that.
And yet it was all part of your journey to get to where you are today. And so giving yourself forgiveness, because if you didn't have the journey prior to right here in this moment, you would not be the person that you love today.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she was not mad at you. And I don't think she was hanging on to anything. I know the image of kind of, I don't, did that make sense? Because one of the things that I said to you was I saw the inside and I saw these thorns. And when you try to pull a thorn out from the top, it gets stuck. But if you come back and pull it out from the back, everything's going in the right direction. Did that sit with you? What were your kind of takes on that or your messages from that little section?
And maybe we should share the recording because, I mean, there's a lot of like sort of metaphor like that, and it might spark things for other people to hear that. And I wasn't really sure what to make of it, but it totally made sense. And everything about what you got, like I listened to it twice in a row when I listened to it. I had a half an hour drive and it was 15 minutes. It was kind of perfect. But there were many things about it that I really appreciated. And we're talking about also the consciousness of energy and the energy of our bodies. So it's not my physical vagina. And also, I feel like I should say that when you read mine and I read yours, there's nothing sexual about that for either of us. It'll be different than when our partners are connecting physically or emotionally to our body and what they pick up on and perceive. So, you know, for Alex, and I can't speak for Grant, I'll need to ask him, but I feel like he picks up on a sense of things. He gets like an impression of a feeling, and words that can go with that kind of come with it. So like a claircognizance type information. I don't think he gets words and images in that kind of way. He can feel things out pretty easily when he's in that space. Yeah, I don't have a sense of her not forgiving me. She's holding on to a bigger image. And there's also a group of them. So there's just a lot of other dynamics.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mentioned, I think, in the first, in our last conversation about that your vagina is a they. It would be interesting. It could be a little bonus episode to share that. I'd have to edit out some of the pauses because it didn't just come flying right out of me. And there were moments where I was just silent. But it was not sexual. I mean, I was just sitting here in my office. Like, oh, time to connect with Noelle's vagina. I mean, that's just, it was on my calendar. I literally had an appointment with you. It was. And you didn't even know I was doing it at that moment. So it doesn't have to be like you laying there naked in, you know, touching yourself. There's none of that. It's just, hey, yeah, I will connect with your vagina and see what she has to say. Yeah, it was kind of interesting like that. But
yeah, and it was just like that for me in connecting with yours. And I have been working recently on deepening my own mediumship. And for me, that means being able to connect more clearly and confidently with my own people, my own body, that kind of thing. Because I have found that to be one of the more challenging things about mediumship was really feeling clear about what I get for myself. So, and hearing the messages of like, look, sister, you keep projecting negativity. Nobody's sitting here shitting on you kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, when that comes up, I have to be like, hold on. And I think I did that recently when I was doing something where I was like, nope, that's just my negative projection. That's not this. Let me, you know, I have this thing where I like clear my screen or refresh my screen and then see what bounces back. And then it will often be different, or it's the same thing. And now it's just like, okay, well, I may be misinterpreting this. Please tell me more about what you mean. Kind of thing. So I need to reschedule with her. You know, it sounds weird, but I also don't want to have the only time that we connect just as I'm about to fall asleep, because there's a lot more, there's a richer connection available. I'm clear about that now, especially after your reading. I think it gave me a lot of encouragement, honestly, that there was a lot of love there and there's still a lot of growth and it's way bigger than me, which always motivates me, because if it's just me, I'm like, so
yeah,
I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Your reading of mine was really profound too. Like how excited she was just about our future together as Vagina and Ben. It was very fun. I need to go listen to it again. Actually, it's been a little while, but it was very motivating how proud she was of us and how it wasn't kind of our first go around, that we'd been together and that there were some hurts there, but that she's really proud of us now. So us together. So that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we could also ask our vaginas to give tips for our listeners to find ways. We'll try this to maybe get, if you want to get more connected with yours in this kind of way, or hopefully a variety of different ways. So we can ask them. That could be nice.
Well, and it would be interesting to coach people, not verbally, like not, I'm not going to get on Zoom with anyone and be like, all right, so now you're going to, but it would be interesting to have a conversation about how do you connect with your own vagina? How do you connect with another person's vagina, or even just the energy of an entity, whether it's whatever you put. It would just be an interesting conversation. Yeah. And maybe our vaginas would like that. If all of us whispered to our vaginas more. See, that's the whole goal. We'll bring it right back. So vagina whispering is about us talking with and understanding and learning from and with our vaginas, but also all the other experts in the world. We are not the experts. And you can be your own expert in your vagina, and I will be my expert in my vagina, but we're not experts in your vaginas. And I think that's why I love the vagina whispering thing, just creating that community, the conversation, keeping real conversations going so that everyone can feel inspired to say, I never even once thought about my vagina having anything to whisper to me. Needless to say, my vagina having its own entity and energetic presence. I mean, I think this is going to blow people's minds wide open, as it did mine when we started talking about this.
Yeah. And look, it's very woo, you know, as I think we might have talked about previously. You know, this might be a 12 on the woo scale of 1 to 10.
I think it's more like a 30 for most people, because we're already at like a 15, just the two of us out of 10. So I think this has just launched it into, I mean, has anyone ever here, just raise your hand if you're listening, if you've ever had a conversation with the energeticness of your vagina. Raise your hand. Oh yeah, there's nobody.
Fair enough.
Actually, if you did raise your hand, please, please, we want to talk to you. Send us an email at vaginawhispering@gmail.com, because if you have, oh my God, we've got to talk. Or if you're deciding now that you're listening right now that you're going to go have a little conversation with her or him, who knows, maybe there's a male energy or in the vagina. That, or them, yeah. Exactly. And you want to do it? Okay, send us an email and we'll bring you on and we can talk about it. And then we can maybe even see if we can connect with your vagina if you're open to it. Oh my gosh, it'd be so much fun. Okay, vaginawhispering@gmail.com.
We'll spread the woo as best we can.
Yeah. Well,
look, we all stand to be more connected with ourselves. You know, we talked about previously about kind of like that resignation of like, this is how it is and it's not going to get any better, and how it's good for us to change things up. We're here to learn. I want to keep learning. And I personally feel like there are certain areas of my life where I have felt trapped or stuck for many years. This is one of them. Actually, this is a big one. So I really want to find ways to like loosen the, I don't know what these are, but whatever these are.
I don't know what those are. And for anyone who's not watching, she's twisting something like, I don't know. I was thinking bolts, dead bolts.
I'm getting a visual of when you put the cover over a boat or something, and then you like have all these places where you attach it, and then you're kind of lifting it up to loosen it and let the air in and that kind of thing, like that. And I have no idea where it's going to lead, which I think is good for me, because sometimes when you can be a bit anxious, you want to kind of know where you're going, kind of thing. And this, I really don't know. And I am embracing being comfortable with, I don't know. And I'm going to be excited when I get there. And that is a function of trust, not just of myself, although that's a huge part of it. And I'm finally feeling in a much better place with myself about that. Trusting in the universe. And trusting in the energy of my vagina, confidence you helped me get when you gave me that reading. Go, Jen. That there's nothing scary. I'm not going to be punished. Nobody's angry at me. I'm a really big empath. When somebody's upset with me, or I think they're upset with me, that is very hard to cope with. I just feel it in my body. It's so uncomfortable. And now I don't have that, which would have felt like anxiety. So I'm feeling freer to be able to do that kind of thing. Thanks to my friend and to this, the idea of this kind of project. Yeah. And if you have ways, our listeners, where you connect with your vagina in a way that feels kind of unique to you, and it could spark ideas for other people, please also email us, vaginawhispering@gmail.com, and let us know about that, because we're women. We're supposed to share information, make our lives better, and the people that we care about.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so now you know we're not whisperers, we're whisperings. And we hope you keep listening. Thanks so much for joining us. We love sharing these conversations with you.
Definitely. And let's all keep it real. Take care.
Take care. Thanks for joining us. To access the full unedited interview on video, visit our Vagina Whispering channel on YouTube. If you have a topic you'd like to learn about, or if you have a specialist you'd like us to interview, please email us at vaginawhispering@gmail.com. And on a final note, while Noelle Dean is a licensed marriage and family therapist in the state of California, she does not provide any psychotherapy or other licensed healthcare services as the host. Any action you take based on the information contained herein is strictly at your own risk. Please refer to the podcast disclaimer in the show notes for further information.